Praise you, Lord. This time I want to talk about the persecution that has been prophesied is coming and is beginning to happen in our time. Praise you, Lord. We saw that in the book of Revelation, it was prophesied that the persecution of the church, of the people of God, of the saints of the Most High, will appear again at the end of time. And this is to encourage believers that are already facing persecution to know that the Lord Jesus Christ has prophesied this, and he also given us confidence that we have overcome. And this is what we are going to talk about today. And I will quote some Bible scriptures to you so that you can know that this thing that has been prophesied, that is already happening, there is a reward for those that we that steadfastly withstand. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, let me read the words of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. In verse 11 to 12, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Now that is pointing to us that there will be persecution, and that Christ actually said it over and over again that it will be with persecution. And for over centuries now, there have been a lull of that, except a little skirmish here, a little skirmish here. But at the end of time, it will happen again. And the Lord showed this to me in a vision many years ago, and I wrote it in my vision, where all the spirits that have come to the world bringing religions to the world from the beginning of time will reappear again. Those spirits will appear again the second time for harvesting, and this is the time of the harvest. And in the real reward of that vision was the Lord Jesus Christ also will appear again to take the harvesting of the people of God. And so all those false religions also will manifest their supernatural, their spiritualism, their doctrines. And that is why you are seeing the uprising of jihadists. It is the manifestation of the spirits that brought forth religions over the world. And you can see the rising up of also all false religions, all occultic things will also be manifesting at the end of time. And at the end, very close to the end of that, will be the Lord Jesus Christ will come to harvest his own people. So that is what we are saints are expecting, the rapture. The rapture will come at the end of all this revival of all those spirits. That is why you are seeing some of the third world countries, you are seeing the uprising of kidnapping for ritualistic worship. It is part of the signs of the end. Because the demons, the evil spirits that did all those in the olden times are also allowed to come back for harvesting. The demons that brought forth false religions are also allowed to manifest again to bring forth their harvesting. You see that in the book of Revelation also, when the Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 19, so that you may know that all these things that is happening at the end of time that you have experiencing now, the jihadist, is part of the signs of the end, part of the revival that the Bible said is going to every false religion, every spirit will come to harvest their own. Just like the witchcraft spirits also will come to harvest their own. Just like you see the demons that are causing ritualistic worship will come and also harvest their own. But at the end of it all, the Lord Jesus Christ also will harvest the church. And you will see that according to the scriptures, in the book of Revelation chapter 19, he said, I saw on the, let me read again, in Revelation chapter 19, from verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now that is the man when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to come and judge the earth. But you also see that in the book of Revelation chapter 14, where the harvesting took place, that is where you see that the Son of Man sat upon the white clouds. Chapter 14, verse 14. He said, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud as one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. That's why I said it is the harvesting of the earth. Christ is coming to harvest his own for the kingdom of God. But those demonic spirits that have created, that have caused, that have formed false religions and ritualistic worship all over the ages, they also will harvest their own for destruction. And that is why you are seeing the uprising of the jihadists, the uprising of the kidnappers, of ritualistic worship, the uprising of all those false religions, even Hinduism, the rising of all those spirits will rise up, making them to become fervent in their false religion also. That is going to create persecution for the church. And you see that in the book of Revelation chapter 14 again, after he that sat on the cloud, verse 16, thrusting his sickle on the earth, and the earth was ripped. Now verse 17, see, another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle, and another angel came out of the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So that is depicting the harvesting of the earth. Christ will harvest his own, and then the world also will be harvested for destruction. And during this harvesting is revival of all those spirits also that are going to be destroyed. Even the false religions also will be reviving themselves. And that is what you see that is going on in the world right now. And that is what I want to point out to you, that whatever is going on, the persecution that we are seeing all over the world against churches, against believers, it is part of the signs of the end. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, you will see again the cry of the saints that have been beheaded, that have been killed, that have been persecuted long before time, before now. And they cry unto God, asking, when will the Lord God judge the earth? Revelation chapter 6, from verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto them, every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. So you can see the first persecution that occurred in the time of the apostles, all those saints that were killed, persecuted by the Roman Empire or by the Jews or by the unbelievers in that generation, their souls were crying unto God for vengeance upon the inhabitants of the earth. And the Bible said in that book of Revelation, they were told to rest a little while because there's still going to be more of that at the end of time, until their fellow servants that should be killed like they were should be fulfilled. And that is why you are seeing right now in our generation, this is the generation of the end time. If you don't know it, you know it right now. This is the generation when the Antichrist will appear. It's beginning to form right now. The world government is beginning to form right now. And the Antichrist system is already forming. And this is the age when the saints will also be already being persecuted right now, you see, because the revival of the false religions, the jihadists, the idol worshippers, the Hinduism are persecuting the churches too, and all the false religions will begin to persecute the believers too. And they will persecute one another, really, but it is going to be heavily upon the saints, because the Bible said, we only the saints are going to inherit the earth. And the message for this hour that I'm pointing out to you, the reason why I'm pointing this one out, is to say that who actually is going to inherit this planet? It is the saints of the Most High God. And that is what I want to point out. They may persecute. Christ has already said they will persecute because the kingdom of this world belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at that in the book of Daniel chapter 7. It has been prophesied in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, that the saints of the Most High God are going to be the ones to inherit this planet earth. And who are the saints of the Most High God? Those are the people that are the people of Jesus Christ and the Christians. Let's look at it in the book of Daniel chapter 7. Daniel was given this vision and angels prophesied to him that there will be persecution also. And then the Lord God will take over and give the kingdom of this world to the people of the saints of the Most High God. The saints of God are the believers, the Christians, because Jesus Christ is represented in this vision. And all those false religions will be destroyed, and the followers of those false religions also will be destroyed, but the saints of God shall take over. Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. This is a vision that was given to Daniel, and the angel interpreted it to him. In verse 15, say, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. And this is the interpretation of this vision Daniel saw. He said, these great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. Now verse 18 said, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So that was the first mention of the saints of the Most High. Now, we Christians are called to be saints. That's what the scripture said. The Lord Jesus Christ has called you and I that are believers in Christ, Christians, we are called to be saints. And that's where the word saints come from. Not the people that some religions say after many years they are dead, they think they must be saints. No, when you are born again, you are called to be a saint of the Most High God. And this is what the Bible is saying. The saints of God will take over the kingdom. And he went further in verse 27, when Daniel wanted to know more about this last beast. The last beast in that vision of Daniel chapter 7 was representing the last kingdom of the world. The last kingdom of the world. And that is in our generation. The last kingdom of the world is this United Nation. And that is the last kingdom. United Nation Organization. And they are situated in Rome, in Europe. And you can see they are ruling the world, so to speak. And they are the form, it is in this generation that this persecution, the final persecution, is taking place. And Daniel was being told in this vision, in verse 27, and he said, verse 26 said, but the judgment shall sit, and he shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Now that is talking about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, because all through the book of Old Testament, the prophecy was that the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, will come back and take over the earth. And the saints of God will come back with him. Those that are dead will be resurrected. Christ, Jesus Christ said it over and over again. He said, I will raise them up at the last day. All the saints that were killed, persecuted before this time or currently right now, they are all going to be resurrected by the Lord Jesus Christ after this world has been done over with. The world will be destroyed or destroy themselves in a world war. And then God will stop that. And then the saints of God that have been killed, crucified, persecuted, or they die naturally, they all will be resurrected to follow Jesus Christ, and they will be brought back. And you see that in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where Apostle Paul said, we that are alive and remain to that time will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air with the saints that are resurrected. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to give this planet out to the saints of the Most High God. And you see again in the book of Revelation chapter 2, where the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesying or telling the church in that generation to stand firm unto the end and not deny Christ. And that is what this message that I'm preaching to you today is to do for you also. No matter what you are going through right now, no matter what persecution you are going through, whether from the jihadists or from the false religion or from the government of your nation or from the extremists of any kind, whatever persecution you are going through, you are to be a Christian. You are to stand firm as a Christian. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave all this exhortation, encouragement in the book of Revelation chapter 2. From verse 10, he said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. When that was talking that in those generations, 10 days will have been 10 years for them. But he said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now, that is my encouragement to you, brother and sister, that is being persecuted in all the nations of the world. You are being persecuted for being a Christian. You are being persecuted for being a believer in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, and don't deny Christ. Stand firm, and he said, be thou faithful even unto death. And he said, I will give you a crown of life. But the Bible says, he that overcometh, he shall not be hurt of the second death. There is coming a second death for those that will be, after they have been there a long time ago, they will be resurrected to stand before God in the end time. And when they stand before God, those who are not believers in Christ, those who have not, that their name is not in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire. That is the second death. So the death of this present time is nothing, because the Bible says, fear none of those things. Don't fear anyone that can kill the body, but they cannot touch your soul. But fear the one that cannot just kill the body, but can also throw the soul and spirit into the lake of fire. That's the one you want to fear. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to give you a crown of life. And that is what I want to know. Now, remember this. The saints of the Most High God are the winners. We have looked at the end of the book, and it said, the people of the saints of the Most High God, they took over the kingdom of this earth and reign forever and ever. And Jesus Christ said, I will raise them up at the last day, those who believe in him. So you have to know that the war is already over. The battle is already won in our favor, in the favor of the Christians. No matter what Christians are going through right now, no matter what persecution is coming your way, the battle is already won in our favor. The Lord Jesus Christ already defeated Satan. So be rest assured and stand firm and confess Christ to the end. Don't be afraid nor ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The battle has already been won by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, be thou faithful even unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Because we look at the end of the story. He said, the people of God, the Christians, he says, they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, When there was war in heaven, that is the war that is taking place right now. Satan is the one that is unleashing all those false religions to persecute the church of the living God. Satan is the one that is unleashing all those occultic groups to begin to persecute believers. It is Satan that is, that is rising up all those false jihadists and all those false religions to persecute the believers and the church of the living God. Christians will be the target of all those persecutions. But I'm saying unto you that is listening to me, be thou faithful unto death. It's what the Lord Jesus Christ has encouraged us to be. And you shall receive that crown of life. And we look at the end of the story. And the Bible said in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that the saints of God overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. So we are telling you right now, the end is what we are seeing, the end of time. The revival of the false religions is taking place. The revival of the occultic powers is also taking place. And Christ is coming again soon to come and harvest his own people. Just a little while longer, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. It is time for you and I, the saints of the Most High God, to stand firm and stand to the end. And the Lord Jesus said, he will give you a crown of life. Let me read to you again some more Bible scriptures. Here are some Bible quotes that give us some encouragement. In the book of, I have read Matthew chapter 5 to you. Here is what the Lord said again. He said, a man's foe shall be there of his own household. But remember what the Bible said in Psalm 27 verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And again, the Lord Jesus can say again in the book of Mark chapter 10, from verse 29, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life. Now the Lord Jesus put persecution there, and that's perhaps maybe what is going on right now. The persecution part of it is what's taking place all over the world. But be thou faithful, because he said you shall receive that eternal life, because Christ said I will raise them up at the last day. He said, fear not therefore, for I am with thee, said the Lord. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not thou dismayed, for I am thy God, said the Lord Jesus Christ. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see that in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. And he said unto me, strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. In the book of Isaiah chapter 35 verse 3 and 4. And it's also written, after he has opened, like I just said to you, the book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 9 to 11 tells us that the saints of God that have gone before us, they were crying for vengeance, and the Lord has got to bring that vengeance. And that is why he has to allow this persecution to come quickly at the same time, so that the end can come. Fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows, is what the Lord Jesus Christ said to us again, Matthew chapter 10 verse 28. Yea, brethren, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That should be your confidence. That should be your confession all the time. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body and after that they can do no more. But if you have feared him that is able to kill the body and throw the soul into the lake of fire. So if I am only going to fear God, don't fear any man. And the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see that in the book of Psalms 27 verse 1. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's what Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 8. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us the kingdom. He said, fear not therefore, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That is the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we already have the kingdom. This kingdom of this world, that the whole world thinking the planet belongs to them. No, it belongs to the saints of the Most High God. It belongs to the Christians. And stand firm till the end and be a believer, be a Christian till the end. And those who are killed and beheaded and persecuted, they shall all be resurrected again in a few years from now. The Lord Jesus shall come and the wicked ones, the false religions shall be destroyed. Like Bible said, say the gods that have not made this heaven, they shall perish from the other this heaven. The gods that have not made this heaven and the earth, even they all shall perish from under this heaven, said God Almighty in this world. Which means all those false religions that are all thinking their religion is the way to God, they will have been deceived. And they were all going to be destroyed. They will be finding themselves in the lake of fire very soon. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the heaven and the earth. And he has promised that he will raise up his own people at the end of time to live and reign on this planet forever and ever. That is why you and I have to trust in the Lord and believe. Amen. Now I want to begin to think about these things, and the Lord will bless your heart. And the Lord himself that we are following is able to save us, to keep us to the uttermost. He said, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. But let us not deny Christ, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We are children of the Most High God. And in the book of Galatians chapter 6, he said, if you love Jesus, keep his commandment. Compromise not with his word. Like some that compromise because they didn't want to suffer persecution. He said, fear not, for perfect love casted out fear. Perfect love casted out fear. Christ himself said that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave commandment, so you do. We also must say we love the Father God, we love our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are going to lay down our life for him. And because we love him, and because he first loved us, we are ready to lay down our life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's able to save us to the uttermost. And Christ will begin to show his signs and wonders, even through some of us, to show that he is the one that has the keys of hell and of death. Which means, unless the Lord allows it, no man will be able to kill any of his saints. But if we allow it as a person to try the faith of the saints, that do you really believe that you can suffer with him now so that you can reign with him in the kingdom to come? And as many as believe in him, he said, it is appointed to us to suffer this thing so that we can reign with him. The Lord is coming soon. I'm praying right now for you believers, that be thou faithful even unto death, and he will give you the crown of life. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords, is the King of kings, is the soon coming King of this planet earth, and he shall take it over, and he shall give the kingdom to the saints. Praise the Lord. I believe that the Lord has touched your heart, and I want you to write so that we can help you more with some exhortation. But stand firm to the end, because the end is near. The end is near. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, and I want to pray for you right now so that you can be assured of your salvation. The Word of God specifically says anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, as eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come and take over my life, Jesus, and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me, and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you.
Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.